Always a pleasure here at The Bobby Show to bring in Dan Schlossberg, a popular author and man. He's written so many great books, including that new baseball Bible. What a phenomenal baseball reference book to have close by. I mean, I refer to it a lot, and you will too once you have it. It's every page is filled with all kinds of interesting notes and stories and facts and figures. And you can find it, by the way, as we get a little closer to gift-giving time now. You can find it available at Amazon.com or at your local brick-and-mortar bookstore. And you can always find him once a week right here. And he's joining us today, as a matter of fact. Good morning, Dan Schlossberg. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. And by the way, Elton John is a Braves fan.
No, is he really?
Yes, he is. He lives in Atlanta.
Oh, I did not know that. Boy, that was a... I was more prescient than I even gave myself credit for. Wow. I bring you in on the tail end of an Elton John tune. How about that? Well, anyway, I didn't know that. And of course, the Braves are playing today. I know you'll be certainly glued to that game. I was just mentioning to you off the air. Let's mention it on the air. I think it's one of the more intriguing postseason series. I think it's pretty even, Braves and Brewers starting today.
I agree, Bob. I think the Brewers have a little more pitching, both starting and bullpen, but the Braves definitely have more offense. And that could be your difference. Also, the Braves' infield is really sharp defensively.
Yeah, I think so, too. And, they got a lot of firepower. And, we'll see. It's all going to be on display today, so we'll see how everything is going to shake out. So let's also talk, since we're in that time of the year when we start thinking about this, fall vistas. And, boy, you're taking us all over the country today, aren't you?
We are. We're going everywhere. And this is from American Coach, which is a luxury RV brand within the REV Recreational Group, and they pair autumnal foliage, so we're talking fall foliage, with waterfalls and snow-capped mountains and even volcanic craters. So I love that au naturel look in this time of the year.
Oh, yeah, me too. Well, listen, let's talk about a few of these. And as I say, we're kind of going all over the place. West Virginia kicks us off, right?
Yeah, that's one I've been to, by the way, Bob. That New River Gorge Bridge in Glen Jean, West Virginia. It's in the Appalachian Mountains near Fayetteville. It's a steel arch of over 3,000 feet over the New River Gorge. And next week is going to be Bridge Day. And that means that the bridge is an extreme sports platform where daredevils can come and jump or zip line down or rappel from the bridge to the gorge below. And that is a sight to see.
Oh, man, I guess so. You know, I've seen it on TV. I've never seen it live. But, folks, that's got to be something special. And, again, as you mentioned, it's Bridge Day on the 16th of October. And, you know, I see also, since this is put together by that group that you mentioned, they talk about where RVers can stay overnight. And one place is the Stonewall Resort right near Roanoke, right?
That is correct.
All right.
And they do recommend places in all of these places they picked out to see. And let's go down to Georgia, Dawsonville, Georgia, and talk about the Amicalda Falls State Park, which is in the southern Appalachians. We were just in West Virginia and also in the Appalachians. They have a 729-foot waterfall, the tallest waterfall in Georgia, called the Amicalda Falls. And beautiful fall colors. You can climb 600 steps, or you can drive and park at the top of the falls and get really beautiful vistas with your camera.
And probably get a bumper sticker on your bumper, too, right?
And hopefully not a parking ticket.
Yeah. Okay, so let's head over to Michigan, the Upper Peninsula.
Right. People never talk about the Upper Peninsula very much, but they should, because to get there, you have to go over that beautiful Mackinac Bridge that transports drivers over the legendary Straits of Mackinac. It's a 5-mile-long bridge and the longest suspension bridge in the Western Hemisphere. Mm. So it's really something spectacular. And if you do go up there, you can see Michigan's northernmost town, which is called Copper Harbor, at the tip of the Keweenaw Peninsula. They have only 100 residents, but they have a 10-mile Brockway Mountain Drive, which is beautiful, along the shores of Lake Superior, 700 feet above lake level.
Oh.
And on clear days, you can see Isle Royale 50 miles away. So that's quite enjoyable.
Oh,
Lake Superior is a great place to be, and they have boat cruises in Lake Superior, too. The company that does that, one of the companies, is called Pictured Rocks Cruises. So that's you have to go to Pictured Rocks National Seashore. 15 miles of sandstone cliffs to tower up to 200 feet.
Mm. You know, before I even saw your list, when you told me it was going to be Fall Vistas, I thought, well, we're probably going to head to Ohio for something. And sure enough, we are. The Cuyahoga Valley Scenic Railroad, and I know how you feel about railroads.
And it's a 3.5-hour round trip that goes to the Cuyahoga Valley National Park. And for a bit of exercise, try the Brandywine Gorge Trail and hike up to the 65-foot Brandywine Falls. Mm. You can also see a covered bridge, the Everett Covered Bridge, that crosses Furnace Creek. It's the last remaining one in Summit County.
Excellent. Out to Colorado we go for Maroon Bells. What's this place all about?
This is another place that I've seen, absolutely stunningly gorgeous. Purple Mountain Majesties, and it really comes to life there. 10 miles west of Aspen in the White River National Forest, They're wine-colored peaks that rise to 14,000 feet, And they're one of the most photographed scenes in Colorado.
Wow, how about that? And RVers, by the way, can stay overnight at the Glenwood Canyon Resort. It just, the name sounds like it's a place I'd like to go stay overnight, right?
It is beautiful. Glenwood Canyon all by itself is beautiful.
How about that?
But the Maroon Bells, if you capture the Maroon Bells in your camera, you're doing really well.
All right, next up to Door County, Wisconsin.
Now get this, Bob. This is the Cape Cod of the Midwest.
Ooh.
Because it's reminiscent of New England with fishing and maritime heritage, lighthouses, and quaint hamlets like Egg Harbor. And in New Jersey, we have an Egg Harbor, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also go to Eagle Tower and Peninsula State Park and get a bird's-eye view of the park.
Wow. It does sound beautiful. And, you know, I don't know why they call it Door County, but maybe it's a door to just a beautiful vista that you can visit this fall or falls in the future. Let's head over to a place along the Mississippi River, Great River Road.
And for this place, you need 4 to 10 days for a whole fall excursion. It hugs the storied Mississippi River and touches 10 different states.
Wow.
The road starts in Minnesota and goes through Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, Kentucky, Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana. Wow, that's a mouthful.
That's a lot of states. Wow.
Yeah, and it does pass 70 historic sites, national monuments, and museums. And the Mississippi Flyway is a bird migration route. Half of North America's waterfowl and shorebirds fly it.
And along the way, you can visit a lot of farmers markets and apple orchards, pumpkin patches, etc. Wineries, if that floats your boat. Also in Flagstaff, Arizona, the Sunset Crater Volcano National Monument. That sounds like a cool place to go.
And by the way, there are two craters in Flagstaff. One is Meteor Crater, where a meteor is said to have crashed eons ago. And the other one is the Sunset Crater Volcano National Monument you just mentioned. It's northern Arizona. A volcanic landscape, and you can stroll through a ponderosa pine forest to see Sunset Crater Volcano, Bonito Lava Flow, and O'Leary Peak. Beautiful views of the San Francisco peaks from there.
Excellent. Whitefish, Montana. We don't want to leave Montana out. I've never been to Montana, but people tell me it's absolutely gorgeous.
And not to be confused with gefilte fish, which is actually whitefish.
All right.
It's a gateway town to Glacier National Park, and has an abundance of fall beauty, mountains, lakes, rivers, and forests. Best part, hot air balloon rides, which I love. I've done that many times.
All right.
Fly fishing I don't love because all I would catch is a cold. But they have 43 miles of natural surface trails.
Wow, 43 miles. Wow. All right,
and
let's...
Not far from Glacier National Park, which is beautiful, and going to the Sun Road, I've done both of those, and they're really worthwhile.
Yeah, you've talked about Glacier Park before. Also in Oregon, there's a place called Crater Lake. I like the sound of it. Tell me a little bit more.
I've been there, too. This is an old volcanic crater that has filled up with water, and it's listed as one of the 7 wonders of Oregon. Could be one of the 7 wonders of the United States. It's beautiful.
Mm.
It's at the crest of the Cascade Mountain Range in the southern part of Oregon, the deepest lake in the U.S. and one of the prettiest. Intense blue water. It really is intense. It's really like cobalt blue. And you can take a 33-mile rim drive, which I did, and it has 30-plus scenic pullouts. And by the way, the Phantom Ship Island, which is a rock formation, rises 16 stories from the lake.
Wow. You know, it's appropriate that that you get this list from the REV Recreation Group, because if you are RVing it, and I've never done this, but my girlfriend and I have talked about this many times, just renting an RV or buying one and just going across country. Listen, the fall, the autumn time would be a great time to do it, and some of these spots would be a beautiful place to visit. Any and all of these would be beautiful to visit.
One of my neighbors just did that, Bob, about a year ago. They bought an RV, and they've been traveling ever since. They love it.
Wow. It'd be a great way to get around. And, boy, the REV Recreation Group really brings it to the table. Thanks for relating a lot of this stuff to us. If we want to find out a little bit more, what's the best website to look into?
AmericanCoach.com is the easiest way to do this.
Okay, AmericanCoach.com. So if you want to find out more about some of these beautiful spots, folks, just hop on and check it out. Always a pleasure, Dan. Thanks for bringing this to the fore. I know through your notes you're talking in a few weeks about a special Halloween get-together for the two of us, right?
Oh, yes. Historic Hotels of America, with over 300 members, a lot of their hotels are haunted.
And you'll be dressed up as Freddie Freeman?
I'll be dressed up as any brave who comes through.
Well, better than Freddy from Nightmare on Elm Street. Okay, well, anyway. Well, listen, good luck to your braves, and let's talk again next week, my friend.
Thanks so much, Bob. Appreciate it.
You betcha. That's our buddy Dan Schlossberg joining us today on WLIS and WMRD.